shorter than the nights and will be for the next 6 months. Today's episode of the show is going to be largely Canadian content, but we'll start off with some brand new music from the veteran saxophonist Gary Burtz. Gary Burtz is now 85, and he has just released about a week or 10 days ago his first album in, I think, something like a dozen years. It's got a lot of, I would say, Coltrane-related material because, of course, John Coltrane would have turned 99 this year, and certainly next year we will do something to mark the centenary of one of the greatest saxophonists of the mid-20th century. But Gary Burtz is up there himself in terms of very successful saxophonist. He's been a jazz teacher at Oberlin College. He has played over the course of his career with the likes of McCoy Tyner, Miles Davis, Art Blakey, and the Jazz Messengers, and has produced a great many albums on his own as a leader. The brand new album is called The Eternal Tenure of Sound, Damage Control. Interesting title. We're going to listen to Gary Burtz on sax and Slow Jam.
Rest of your life and mine's too, if you would just come and dance. drink, but we got liquor over there if that's your thing. But I mean, I still would like to see how you move, but first, I feel like I'm rude by not asking what your name is. Well, mine's Shelly.
Slow Jam from the brand new album just released by the 85-year-old American saxophonist Gary Bartz. We will go now to a Canadian saxophonist of a younger generation, and that is the great Mike Murley, hailing originally from Windsor, Nova Scotia. Mike has played with groups such as the Shuffle Demons, and he's had his own trio for a long time, as well as a quartet. The trio consists of, right now, himself, Reg Schwager on guitar, Steve Wallace on bass, both also artists I've played many times on the show before. We're going to go back to a 2014 album by the Mike Murley Trio. It's called simply Looking Back. And here is the leadoff track, Isfahan. Hey! from 2014. That was the Mike Murley Trio with Isfahan from their album Looking Back. Let's go to some brand new music. 3 years after her debut album, the Montreal-based pianist and composer Kate Wyatt is back with her sophomore album as a leader, and that is called Murmurations. The first album was called Artifact. I played it extensively in 2022, early 2023. In fact, I had a great interview with Kate. And Murmurations is not quite out yet. It will actually be released just this coming Friday, but I've had the benefit of access to a couple of advance releases, and I'm going to play one shortly. I'm putting it on now because Kate is going to mark the launch of her second album with a number of shows, including one in Kingston just this coming Saturday. That will be at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, Saturday at 3. It's sponsored by the Kingston Jazz Society, and tickets are $25 at the door. My wife and I certainly plan to be there and are very much looking forward to it. Unlike her first show here in her original album Artifact, which was a quartet, Kate has a trio this time with only one additional player from the previous album, and that is her musical and life partner Adrian Vadadi, a bassist and composer in his own right. And they are joined here by the third member of the trio, Louis-Vincent Hamel. Here's Kate Wyatt and Patience. Kate Wyatt Trio from their brand new album Murmurations. The track is entitled Patience, and just a reminder, Kate and her trio will be performing this coming Saturday at the Kingston and Frontenac Public Library starting at 3 o'clock, sponsored by the Kingston Jazz Society. Time for one more track before we take our halftime break. So let's go out to Nova Scotia and the vocalist Karen Robinson and an album of torch songs she produced in 2014. Karen Robinson is not to be confused with the same-named Canadian actress Karen Robinson, who I think appeared in Schitt's Creek, among other shows. But Karen, the singer, has been active in Nova Scotia for some time, and she here performs with David Findlay and Chet Doxas. And I'm going to come back to Chet Doxas after the break, because we're going to hear him with his own brother. But first, Karen Robinson, David Findlay, and Chet Doxas from the album Torch and The Very Thought of You.
Get to do the little ordinary things. thing, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You will never know how slow the moments go till I am near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you. Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
Queen's University has a club called Queen Starts With Youth. We create events on campus virtually and or in person to support survivors and raise awareness about abuse and intergenerational trauma. By creating awareness on child abuse, it sets the boundaries of what is acceptable in society in the treatment of these victims and further how to treat your own children. This platform at Queen's University is crucial for victims of abuse to establish that everyone has the right to live in a safe and healthy environment. This club offers resources and support for victims on campus. Follow our Instagram, StartsWYouthQueens, for more information and to get updated on upcoming events and workshops. In addition, if you need guidance or support, email us at startswithyouth@clubs.queens.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Just before the break, we heard Nova Scotia vocalist Karen Robinson and The Very Thought of You. I mentioned that she was backed there by David Findlay and by Chet Doxas on saxophone. Now, we're going to hear from Chet right away again, because he and his brother Jim Doxas have a quartet out. It's actually called the Doxus Brothers, but it has two other members who are not Doxus Brothers, including Adrian Vedadi, the bassist from the Kate Wyatt trio. And in fact, Jim Doxus, the drummer in the track we're going to play, the drumming member of the Doxus Brothers, was a member of Kate Wyatt's quartet from her first album, Artifact. So lots of connections. This is the very rich Montreal jazz circle. And the track from the album Circles that the Doxus Brothers put out recently, we are going to hear a track called Temporal. And apart from Jim and Chet and Adrian on bass, they are joined by the pianist Mark Copeland. So here's the Doxus Brothers and Temporal. Thank you. was the Duxess Brothers with Temporal from their album Circles. And apart from the Duxess Brothers themselves, Jim and Chet, that featured Mark Copeland and Adrian Vadadi. A lot of trios and quartets on today's episode of Dark Glasses, and we're going to continue in the same format with two quartets led by leading Canadian women musicians. The first is the Toronto-based Allison Au Quartet, and no strangers to this program. I've had Allison Au and her quartet and her other ensembles on the show many times. This is from an album called Wonder Wonder, and it's Wonder with an A followed by Wonder with an O. The track is entitled The Rest Is Up to You. was the Allison Au Quartet, and the rest is up to you, from Allison's 2018 album, Wonder Wonder. We'll head out to the West Coast now, and perhaps my favorite Canadian bassist, and that is Jody Prosnick. Jody is now a veteran. She's been playing with her band for well over 20 years, and I'm going to play something from her debut album that came out as far back as 2008. She's obviously done a lot more since then, including a Juno-nominated album quite recently called Sun Songs just a few years ago, and also her work with other artists such as Amanda Tosoff, a fellow West Coaster, a pianist, on an all-female ensemble called the Ostara Project that I've had on the show also. But let's go to Jody's quartet from back in 2008, the debut album called Foundations. Here is Must Be Rain. Rudy Prosnick and Must Be Rain from her debut album Foundations. We have a few more minutes left, so I'm going to close out with some John Coltrane, just in honor of the great and incredibly influential tenor saxophonist's 99th birthday, which was just over a week ago on the 23rd of September. The track we're going to play was recorded in 1961, but just released in 2023, long after the death of Coltrane himself in 1967, and the death of his guest on this performance, another great saxophonist, Eric Dolphy, who predeceased Coltrane by just three or four years. So here's a marvelous team-up of Dolphy and Coltrane, from 1961, from the album Evenings at the Village Gate. Here they are with a track entitled Impressions. Train and Eric Dolphy with Impressions, and that will be it for today's Dark Glasses. Just a reminder again, the Kate Wyatt Trio at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library in Kingston this Saturday at 3, and I just noticed that they will have a special guest star in Kingston's very own Chantal Thompson. I will leave you here. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf. I will be back next week at the same time with more music. Meantime, it's starting to get cool out there on some days, warmer on others, so dress appropriately and stay safe. Don't you blame the guy in shades of no.
The guy in shades, the guy in chains, no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades of no.
We can't believe it.
You've got it made with the guy in shades of no.
Tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24.